Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
Power-packed sermons. Jesus began to speak to them in parables. Mark chapter 12, verse 1. What Jesus relates here in the 12th chapter of Mark's gospel is only the fourth parable that Mark records. And as the final parable that Jesus shares, it brings his public ministry to a close. Jesus concludes this parable by quoting from Psalm chapter 118. This psalm is the last of the Hallel psalms that were sung at the conclusion of the Passover celebration. This song specifically looks eagerly forward to the arrival of the Messiah. It contains the words that the crowd used on Palm Sunday, "Lord, save us! Lord, grant us success! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." Psalm chapter 118, verses 25 and 26. By quoting from the same psalm that was perhaps hundreds of years old but had just been sung and shouted by the crowd, Jesus was claiming to be the Messiah longed for in that Hallel psalm. As you may recall, these shouts from the crowd and the activities of Jesus as he cleansed the temple got the religious leaders riled up. They, in essence, asked Jesus, "Who do you think you are?" His answer is contained in this parable of Mark chapter 12. At the conclusion of this parable, the religious leaders knew he had spoken this parable against them. Mark chapter 12, verse 12. Mark's observation about the response of the religious leaders is, in a nutshell, the essence of a Holy Spirit-anointed sermon. The connection of Scripture to current events is powerful. The Holy Spirit is also the one who brings the application of Scripture to bear on the hearts of the audience. Pastors, if you want to deliver soul-shaking, life-transforming, eye-opening, heart-melting sermons, you must follow this example of Jesus. Stick with the Scripture. We don't need to try to be clever or witty or even memorable. We just need to speak the Word of God that is inspired by the Holy Spirit and then allow the Holy Spirit to illuminate that inspired Word to each person's needs. As Randy Pope noted, preaching is not talking to people about the Bible. It is talking to people about themselves from the Bible. I don't want to try to make my voice impress people, but I am desperate for God's voice to impact people. Nearly every week as I prepare a sermon, I'll pray this prayer from Oswald Chambers. In my preaching, cause thy glorious voice to be heard, thy lovely face to be seen, thy pervasive spirit felt. My dear pastor, I would encourage you to make this your prayer as well.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.